Podcast 411, the podcast that brings you the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Welcome to the April 28th show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. On today's show, our guest is Matt Wardlaw from the Metal Show podcast. But before we get into the interview, a couple quick comments. One, is there a company out there that is more messed up, more incompetent than Verizon? I'd really like someone to show me a company that is more messed up than Verizon. We moved away from our old house about a week ago, and since then they've had the wrong forwarding phone number. We've called 8 times. And we've been told, oh, the number will be updated in an hour. Well, guess what? A week later, 8 calls later, it still isn't updated. These people are total incompetent boobs. My best advice to anybody out there that owns Verizon stock, sell it short. I just moved here to Kansas City, and because of my experience with Verizon previously trying to get DSL, I went to the cable company. I now get my local, my long distance, my cable, and my high-speed internet all from the cable company. I will never, ever buy a single thing from a Baby Bell ever again. Okay, off the soapbox and onto a comment on the website. Well, if you haven't checked out our directory of directories lately, I advise you to go there. We're now up to 33 different directories of podcast directories. So check out the new ones and go out there and register your show on these new directories. Well, we're going to go ahead and get right into the interview. Here we go.
Matt, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Rob. Good to be here.
And I'll start you out with question number one. And what was your first computer?
Oh, God. You know, I heard this. It's funny you bring that up because I actually just heard you ask this question when I was listening to your podcast with Kimi, the great Kimi, of course. And I forget what you guys were talking about, but I think that I actually had one of the computers that you mentioned. But my first computer was the infamous Radio Shack TRS-80.
Which one was it? Was it the Mod 1, which was two pieces? Was it the Mod 3, which was one piece? Or was it the color?
I think it was, I guess it would be the Mod 1 that has two pieces, right?
Yeah, Mod 1 was two pieces, and it was a Z80 processor. What was the first podcast you listened to?
First podcast I listened to, honestly, was Daily Source Code with, you know, Adam Curry. And I just listened to it strictly just being, you know, a child from the 80s and, you know, wanting to kind of find out what Adam Curry's been up to all these years. And I'd seen the whole podcasting term being thrown around for a month, month and a half, 2 months, and really kind of ignored it because I figured you had to have an iPod to be a part of it, and I didn't have an iPod, so just kind of ignored it. And, you know, listened to his show and actually kind of discovered that I dug his show.
Nowadays, what podcasts are you listening to?
These days, of course, the mighty Bib and Yaz. Bib and Yaz take over the world.
All hail Bib and Yaz.
Big fan. And I can't quite remember how I came across their podcast, but...
Well, they've been around for a while. I mean, Bib's first podcast was back up in October timeframe, I believe.
Yeah, and mine was like, you know, mid-October, early November, so it was around that time, and I can't remember if he emailed me because he, you know, checked out the show, was a fan, or, you know, what the deal was.
Oh, but, he's a big metalhead, so
that makes
sense.
So I came across him one way or another and checked out his website and kind of started reading his website and, you know, listening to the show, and, you know, they're definitely in the same vein of, you know, sense of humor and just, you know, cynicism and otherwise that I heavily endorse on a daily basis. So I was a big fan. And I guess other stuff, there's another podcast that's actually right here in Cleveland as well, podcast called Jawbone Radio. Checked out their show and just kind of dug it. I would say, you know, what they're doing is kind of similar in a lot of ways to, you know, what Don and Drew are doing with their show. Moving back to Kansas City, huh?
Back to KC, yep. So there's Tuck and Cheryl from In the Treehouse podcast is out there, and there's the Kansas City Weather podcast. And so I think there's three podcasts right now that are out there for the that were signed up for the meetup for the last one. And we'll see,
yeah.
See who we get. Maybe we get Corby from the Twisted Pickle to come down from Omaha.
I'd like to meet him. He seems like he'd be a cool dude.
Oh, God. I don't know if you've listened to his recent ones, but poor guy. He was talking about, I have to edit this out. He was talking about his wife went and bought him a sexual enhancement apparatus for his member. We'll put it that way to keep it family friendly. Sexual enhancement apparatus for his member. And on the size of the package, it said small. If that's not a kick in the groin from your wife, I don't know what is.
Wow. That's not an endorsement for getting married.
Oh. And then he had a podcast the other day, and he's sitting there talking really low. And he said, I don't want my wife to hear me because she doesn't know I'm podcasting.
Yeah, yeah, my better half, I mean, I know we've talked about this, but it's just like, I mean, I know we've had the conversation that I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and still I made some sort of mention of it last week, and she's like, you know, because I just mentioned that Chris was finally on board to the point where, you know, we could actually record shows with the both of us during the week, and she's like, well, why would you do that? So I was just like, well, it's all part of this whole podcasting thing I've been doing. Now we can actually do our real show like we do it on the weekend together. So
now that will lead me right into the next question. And that is, just tell our listeners about the format and content of your podcast for those that aren't familiar with your show. And obviously the name kind of probably gives it away quite a bit.
Yeah, the name goes a long way towards explaining what it's all about, but really, I mean, the simple way that we always like to explain it is that we like to do a show with the metal show that covers the entire spectrum of heavy rock and heavy metal, whether it's the new stuff, old stuff, you know, a band that's doing something good here on the local level in Cleveland. It's like we basically, you know, our regular show that's on the weekends is a two-hour show. We basically like to give you a two-hour mix of, as we like to say, the coolest stuff that we got in the mail this week, you know? So
we're not going to hear Bon Jovi.
If there was a good reason for us to play Bon Jovi, if there was something they did that we thought was relevant that our listeners would dig, which I would say there's a snowball's chance in hell, but, you know, hey, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that we might play it, you know. But if it's good, we like to play it. And we don't like to really get pigeonholed into doing one kind of show on a weekly basis. It's like we don't want to do just a classic metal show or just a show that focuses on, you know, new metal. Or, you know, we just like to really, you know, put forth a show that does a good job of covering our dysfunctional musical taste, because we like a lot of different stuff, and, you know, we're not afraid to let people know that, like, you know, yeah, we're fans of that. So
no.
That's it, basically. The normal weekend show, I mean, should be pointed out that we do the normal weekend show for one of the commercial radio stations here in town. So we've been doing the actual show for about the past 8 years now. And, you know, so it's always been, except for like the first 6 months of the show when it was only an hour, it's always been a two-hour show. The one that we do on the weekend is always going to be like a two-hour show. As for the ones that we do during the week, the ones that I've been doing solo during the week usually, you know, clock in at like, say, 45 minutes to an hour. Now, when Chris and I did our first show together a couple weeks back, that one ended up clocking in at about like 2.5 hours. But, you know, we were just in kind of a goofy mood that night, so.
So it's going to vary in length then, just depending on how you guys are feeling that week and what material you've got.
Exactly. I mean, it's definitely a show that focuses more on the music. And I guess that really comes down to the fact that, like, you know what? There's some weeks where we have a lot to inject into talk-wise about the music that we're playing. And there's some weeks where it's just like there's really nothing to say. You know, it's just like it's this new band. Their album's coming out next week, but they really haven't done anything. There's not really any stories about them, so there's really nothing to talk about. So it's more fun. Both Chris and I have just really bad luck in life, and you know, always have some sort of entertaining thing going wrong. So it's more fun if we have like a lot of personal catastrophe going on in behind the scenes.
Well, you know, people like to hear other people's misery. It makes them feel better about themselves. So
yeah. I mean, perfect example, you know, it's like my car, it's like I come out of the house after Thanksgiving dinner, and it's like somebody had backed into the driver's side door and, you know, left their contact information and all that, you know, so that's cool. And so the morning that I'm going in to, you know, take it to the body shop to get that door fixed, I come out and somebody else has backed into the door right behind that door.
Oh,
you know,
geez.
So it's like I've got a serial door stalker following me. So it's that kind of stuff that we definitely have fun with.
Is there any things that you're going to be adding to the show? Anything new, additions or changes that you plan on doing in the future?
I would say that one of the major changes recently is we've kind of started doing more interviews with bands than we've necessarily done in the past. With the fact that, I mean, Chris has a online music website, kind of a music news / interview / CD review kind of thing. The website is pitriff.com. That's the plug that you can edit out.
PITRIFF?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, so he already does a lot of interviews with bands as it is for the website, and, you know, some of those he sets up, and, you know, a lot of those I set up as well. So we have the opportunity now that we're doing, like, additional shows to use a lot of those in the podcasts that we do, which is pretty cool, because now we're doing them, you know, for the purpose of actually doing them for the podcast, as opposed to, like, you know, just doing it for something that's going to be transcribed as an interview later. So we've kind of made a more concerted effort recently to kind of, I guess, line up some various, you know, cool interviews to kind of just add to the whole, you know, thing, and hopefully make it that much more worth listening to. So I would say that that's one thing that we've added recently. I mean, we've always done interviews, but it's just like, I mean, we're definitely trying to focus in on that a little bit more. Other stuff, I mean, it's like I'd like to, you know, work some, you know, some regular stuff into the show, like, you know, kind of on the back burner has been trying to, like, you know, work Bib into the show on a regular basis to talk about whatever he's pissed off about that week. And certainly more Kimi would not be a bad thing. You know, so, I mean, it's just stuff like that. You know, we're always kind of continually, you know, looking for the way to stay ahead of the curve and, you know, add something else cool that, you know, our listeners will enjoy.
Okay. When you're doing your recording, what are you using on the software side to do your recording and editing?
Got a program that a company called Steinberg makes called WaveLab. That's obviously wave as in, you know, guess what, and lab as in meth lab. But WaveLab is cool. It's just a multifaceted program because it basically gives you the ability to put like a multi-track studio on your desktop. And, you know, so basically what I do is I record everything using that, and then I use the multi-track function of WaveLab to kind of put it all together and do kind of a quick and dirty mix on the whole thing, and then I just basically mix it down and, you know, convert it to an MP3 and just put it up. So it's a pretty low-tech setup compared to, you know, some of these people that you're seeing out there with the, you know, mixing boards and all that kind of stuff. Mine's pretty much computer-based.
That's where I've been going, and I'm going that direction only because of the whole recording a Skype conversation is... It's the mythical unicorn of the podcast industry, as I said in the email to you. I mean, just getting a good-sounding Skype recording is such a pain in the... I forgot the most important question.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Tell our listeners where to locate your podcast and website.
Really easy. Go to... I'll give them the direct link. Obviously, if you just punch in themetalshow.com, there's a link that you can click on that takes you there. But the direct address for the podcast is just quite simply themetalshow.com/blog.
Okay.
And And a thing that I would definitely love to add into the show is we are always looking for more audio comments. So whether you Skype us or email it to us,
have you gotten
a free
K7 account yet?
You know what? We've actually got I've got some sort of voicemail that just it's not one of those K7 things, but I've got and the reason we got the one that we used is we got one that actually lets us to use a local number here in Cleveland, and just like the K7 thing, it's free. So yeah, that's another thing that people can do, and it's actually being used at this point by the great Kimi. That's how Kimi gets his stuff to us on a weekly basis.
Now, what's that number?
The official voicemail number for the show, or the metal hotline, as we like to call it. You can call it at 216-373-2304. And I haven't gotten a chance to figure out if that spells anything cool yet, but perhaps it does. We'll work on that.
Okay. Well, Matt, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, man. I'm a big fan of your site, and glad to have the opportunity.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Matt from the Metal Show podcast. If you enjoy metal, then this is definitely the podcast for you. And again, you can find it at www.themetalshow.com. Matt, thanks again for being on the show. You're a great guest. If you out there would like to be on the show, please send an email to podcast411@gmail.com. Also, send your promos to the same email address. Well, on today's outgoing promo, it's for the Wear Tech podcast, and the host of that show is Ron Stevens. Ron Stevens is someone special to me. He is a person that hired me out of college when I was just a lowly senior at the University of Dayton, getting my engineering degree. Ron had faith in me, hired me, moved me out to Kansas. I had a great time, and I am where I am today because of Ron's support and foresight. So please listen to the promo at the end of this podcast. This is Rob from Podcast 411, as always, reminding you to listen different. And here's Ron's promo.
Hello, this is Ron Stevens, the host of the AwareTech podcast series. AwareTech is diverse, but the common theme tying together all of the podcasts is that they are concerned with our future as a culture and as a society. My background is in science and technology, and I am particularly interested in how the rapid developments in these fields are going to affect our society and our culture in the near and the far future. And I address this from many different angles. So different podcasts will take on scientific or technological areas, but also economic, social, even political and religious impacts. It's the diversity that will surprise you the most about AwareTech. And somehow, I keep a common theme of how the future will unfold with respect to all of the changes that are occurring so dynamically in so many different fields at this point in time. And I certainly am also concerned with what can we do about the future and how can we make it better? Not just sitting back and analyzing, but what can we individually and collectively do that might impact the future for ourselves and our children in a better way to come out with a better outcome? So stop by and check it out. I think you'll find it interesting. I think you'll find it educational. And hopefully, you'll find it very entertaining. It's at www.awaretech.com. That's AwareTech with a K. AwareTech.com.